while you are basking in the glow of having won your first Massimo's Way of Thumbwrestling game, let's do a quick recap on the positive emotions. So, curiosity. I said massively multiplayer thumb wrestling. You were like, what the hell is she talking about? So I provoked a little curiosity. Creativity. It took creativity to solve the problem of getting all the thumbs into the node, and I'm reaching around and I'm reaching up. So use creativity. That was great. How about surprise? The actual feeling of trying to wrestle two thumbs at once is pretty surprising. You heard that sound go up in the room. We had excitement. As you started to wrestle, maybe you're starting to win, or this person's like really into it, so you kind of get the excitement going. We have relief. You got to stand up. You've been sitting for a while. So the physical relief, getting to shake it out. We had joy. Did you guys? You were laughing, smiling. Look at your faces. This room is full of joy. We had some contentment. I didn't see anybody sending text messages or checking their email while we were playing. So you were totally content to be playing. The most important three emotions, awe and wonder. We had everybody connected physically for a minute. When was the last time you were at TED and you got to connect physically with every single person in the room? That is truly awesome and wonderful. And speaking of physical connection, you guys know I love the hormone oxytocin. You release oxytocin, you feel bonded to everyone in the room. You guys know that the best way to release oxytocin quickly is to hold someone else's hand for at least 6 seconds. You guys were all holding hands for way more than 6 seconds. So we are all now biochemically primed to love each other. That is great. And the last emotion of pride. How many people are like you, just like me? Just admit it. You lost both your thumbs. It just didn't work out for you. That's okay, because you learned a new skill today. You learned from scratch a game you never knew before. Now you know how to play it. You can teach other people. So congratulations. How many of you won just one thumb? All right, I have very good news for you. According to the official rules of massively multiplayer thumb wrestling, this makes you a grandmaster of the game. Because there aren't that many people who know how to play, we have to kind of accelerate the program more than like a game like chess. So congratulations, grandmasters. Win one thumb once. You become a grandmaster. Did anybody win both their thumbs? Yes, awesome. Okay, get ready to update your Twitter or Facebook status. You guys, according to the rules, are legendary grand masters. So congratulations. I will just leave you with this tip. If you want to play again, the best way to become a legendary grandmaster, you've got your two nodes going on. Pick off the one that looks easiest. They're not paying attention. They look kind of weak. Focus on that one and do something crazy with this arm. As soon as you win, suddenly stop. Everybody is thrown off. You go in for the kill. That's how you become a legendary grandmaster. Massively multiplayer thumb wrestling. Thank you for letting me teach you my favorite game.